This is a story about Pudgy and Smudgy in the wonderful underwater room they found in our lake out here.
I know this one, I think.
Bumper Puss and Pepper Snook and Pudgy and Smudgy were looking for crayfish. You know what crayfish are?
Yeah, they're like little lobsters.
And they were walking around in the lake. And they found some crayfish. And they found one that was very excited and running around, so they decided to follow him. And he went over to a place near the wall, and there was a big rock there, and there seemed to be a little hole alongside of the rock. Well, he scooted down in the hole, as crayfish did, and Bumblepuss said, "I wonder what's down there." So he moved the rock a little bit, and he stuck his hand in there, and he said, "Say, fellas," he said, "I feel a lever in there that I can get my hand on till I pull it and see what happens." And Peppersnook was standing up on the seawall, and he got so excited, he jumped off, and he went like that, and he jumped off, and he jumped in the water, and he got wet all over. Well, anyway, Bumblepuss decided to pull a lever, and he did, and sure enough, a great big rock opened up under the wall there, and there was a room in there. So they got Pudgy and Smudgy to go in ahead because they could dive underwater and they could come up in this room a little easier than the bigger ones, bigger people could. And they were in there for a long time, and they could hear them talking in this room, talking to one another, Pudgy and Smudgy, and they could hear them talking to somebody else, and they couldn't imagine who it could be because they didn't know who was in there, but they knew that Pudgy and Smudgy could talk animal language. They could talk to crayfish, they could talk to crabs, they could talk to mice and snakes and everything, and they figured they're talking to somebody in there, and they were. So after a long time, it seemed like a long time, they finally came out, and Bumblepuss said to them, "What in the world is in there, and who were you talking to?" And they said, "You have got to come see it yourself and meet these folks that we were talking to." So they all got their breath, they held their breath, and they dove down the water, and they went in this hole, and they came into this beautiful room, and it was all finished off, and there were chairs in there and tables, and it was made up just like a nice home. And they came up above the water level, and they didn't even get their feet wet. And who should be in there but a whole family of crayfish, including the mommy and the daddy. And they were almost like lobsters. They were such big crayfish, they were almost like lobsters. Well, of course, Bumblepuss and Peppersnook couldn't talk to all these, but the little guys could talk to them, Pudgy and Smudgy, and they talked to them, and they acted as interpreters. You know what interpreters are?
Yeah, they translate it to the other person.
Well, for instance, it's a person that understands Russian. And if you go to a meeting in Russian, you can't understand it. And an interpreter is somebody that can take the Russian language and then they can speak it in English so that you can understand it. So Pudgy and Smudgy took the crayfish language and then they spoke it to Bumblepuss and Peppersnook so they could understand. So this was the home of the crayfish, and this was the king of the crayfish, this great big crayfish like a lobster. And he'd lived there for 100 years. Crayfish lived to be years and years old, just like lobsters do, you know.
And they get bigger as they get older?
They get a little bigger, yes. And this one had been around so long, he was as big as a lobster, so he was great big. So he told them to sit down, and they sat down, and they talked through their interpreter. And then he went and got them some food. And they don't have seafood. They don't like seafood. You know what they had?
Seaweed.
McDonald's hamburgers. They like McDonald's hamburgers.
Who are you fooling?
They had to send out for it.
Do they have a telephone?
No, they sent one of their little friends out for it.
No McNuggets,
no hamburgers. So they had their dinner and they said goodbye and thanked them for showing them their house. And the king of the crayfish said, "Come back anytime and visit me." And they all said, thank you so much. We'll be back to see you again. So we'll have to try and find where that handle is that lets that rock loose so we can go out and see where those crayfish live, won't we?
Out there along the way. Graham, something about crayfish.
What does the boogeyman say?
They can always swim backwards, and they have to walk to get forward. So
they
go very fast backwards, but it's pretty
fast. And that's the end.
What does the boogeyman say?
The boogeyman, when he got out and got one breath of fresh air, he popped up on the wall and went,